This is Slashdot Review for Friday, November 12, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is from GarageBand.com artist Beef America from San Francisco, California. And to start the news headlines, it looks like somebody got caught with their fingers in the cookie jar, because some warized files have been found in Windows Media Player. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that the German PC Welt magazine reports that Microsoft used an illegal copy of SoundForge 4.5 for editing WAV files shipped with Windows Media Player. You can check that out yourself by opening any file in the Windows location, Help Tours, Windows Media Player, Audio Wave folder and notepad, or some other editor of your choice, and looking at the last line. There you will find a reference to SoundForge 4.5 and also a user called DeepZ1, who happened to be one of the founders of an audio software cracking group called Radium. There's a department at Slashdot called 42 Shopping Days Left. And Waterwheel asks, with Christmas coming, it's time to start planning our online shopping list for future Slashdot readers. This year, he's having a look at some of the more classic toys and finding that not only are some of the classic toys still around, but they're still educational and they're still fun. Two good examples of this are the Rubik's Cube and the time-honored gyroscope. The Cube's been around about 20 years. The gyroscope seems to be there for almost 100. Both will be under the tree this year, and both of these toys are able to compete with video games, which is the true test of staying power. This begs the question, what other classic toys do you remember from your youth that are still fun enough that kids will play with them today? A follow-up to yesterday's story from the frustrated spouse of an Electronic Arts employee, Electronic Arts is facing a possible class action lawsuit. Several Slashdot readers wrote in to report that Electronic Arts is now facing a possible class action lawsuit from disgruntled employees. Besides the GameSpot coverage, Cocatoo has a discussion of it as well. To add to the frustrated EA worker momentum, a former employee named Joe Stratiff has posted about his experiences as well. From his post, he said, "Well, I'm posting under my real name. You have to stand up for this sort of thing or it will continue. And every company will become EA so that they can compete. You can't spell exploitation without EA." It's not the final verdict, but at least the preliminary one. Thomas Hawk writes that after almost 24 hours of public release, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer seems to have the best roundup on the professional opinions on the new MSN Search beta. The bottom line seems to be that nobody's going to be switching over to MSN Search from Google anytime soon. The story in the PI includes opinions by Walter Mossberg, John Battelle, and the Wall Street Journal. The Segway versus the Roomba. Jerry23 writes, "We all knew it would happen, we just didn't know when. But Second Life's Corey Andreka has just blogged The Encounter. At last weekend's Accelerating Change conference, Dean Kamen's Demon Seed, the Segway personal transport, met Helen Griner's love child, the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner, in a climactic crash that will echo through the ages." A quote from the report, "That night also had what was for me the highlight of the conference. I refer, of course, to the ultimate convergence of technology, the perfect connection of human and robot, the consummate collision of 21st century geek products. I am referring, of course, to the exact moment that the Segway ran over the Roomba." If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based zip phone call to 747-667-3306. Presto Alex writes that a recent submission to the free tech book site included a title that he thought many Slashdotters would enjoy. It's called How It Works the Computer, published in 1971 and then republished in 1979. It's an exciting look into this new thing then called the computer. The site presents the scanned-in pages of 1971 and 1979 editions, and you can see how the page on computer code changes over 8 years from punch cards exclusively to magnetic media. It's been more than 2 years in the world of United Linux. AGS writes that in November 2002, everyone who wasn't Red Hat was gathering behind a banner that many thought would spell the beginning of a new chapter in the Unix wars. The banner was called United Linux. Much has changed in the Linux world since then, and some of the founding partners in the United Linux camp have decided that there's other ways to change the market. Thankfully, there are more level-headed members of that group. Today, we're not so focused on the differences between Linux distributions. Sun rants, the aforementioned lawsuits, and ever-present market-gobbling Microsoft keep everyone focused and united enough as it is, and United Linux has begun to fade into memory. So what's United Linux done? Well, it's unified three distributions at least, focused attention on Linux standards, and made hardware vendors feel a bit less lost when writing drivers for Linux, so it wasn't all a loss. But according to the United Linux site, there are no plans for a version 2.0 release at this time. Microsoft is dropping Itanium support for clusters. Upside Down Duck writes, according to an article at TheStreet.com, Microsoft is opting not to support Itanium on its coming release of Windows Server 2003 Complete Cluster Edition. Instead, Microsoft will focus on AMD's offering and Xeon processors. Siemens is selling Skype adapters for wireless phones. Prosto Alex writes that in a recent Slashdot story on the Skype CEO interview, some comments expressed displeasure with the fact that you have to be tied up to your computer to make those voice over IP calls via Skype. Not anymore. There's an adapter from Siemens that plugs into the USB port of the computer and allows the Siemens Gigaset S645, S440/445, or the Gigaset C340-345 series phone models to use the Skype connection instead of the landline. And some late-breaking news from Slashdot this evening. Vertigo 01 writes that New Scientist is currently featuring an interview with Benoit Mandelbrot, the father of the Mandelbrot set and the man who discovered fractals. He says, "What motivates me now are ideas that I developed 10, 20, or 30 years ago, and the feeling that these ideas may be lost if I don't push them a little bit further." And a shout-out this evening to David Bonds, who took the blogger plunge at GeekTech 1.0. It's not a trade show, but a brand-new blog. In fact, his brand-new blog. He also put Slashdot Review and some mighty distinguished company on his podcast listening checklist. All I can say is thank you, sir. And Steve Hartzog at Zogblog. Steve got the same problem. Too many casts, too little time. Thank you very much for the comments. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that News.com is running a story about rural sourcing, a company attempting to make outsourcing to rural America as cost-effective as sending jobs to India. You can cook up almost anything if your kitchen's big enough. In fact, you can make holograms in the kitchen. Paul writes that there's a site called LiddyHolo.com, and there is a newly launched hologram kit that lets you make your own holograms at home. It's not exactly Princess Leia asking you for help, but it's still pretty cool to make a hologram on your kitchen table. Particularly interesting is the instant hologram film that makes holograms with no developing, kind of a Polaroid film for holograms. It costs $99, including laser, film, and everything that you need. Now the book review on Slashdot, Learning Unix for Mac OS X Panther. Simple Co., otherwise known as Matthew Linegang, writes that in Neil Stephenson's manifesto, in the beginning was the command line, he writes about his favorite command line utility, WC. As simple as it can be, WC counts characters, words, and lines in a file. There's no GUI analog, perhaps because anybody tempted to make one would add too many features that cluttered up its ease of use. Think quickly. Think quickly. Do you know how to count the words in a Word file? BBEdit is a little easier if you know the button to click. You can read on for Linegang's review of Learning Unix for Mac OS X Panther, which seeks to reconcile the conception of user-friendliness in OS X's Aqua with the sometimes denigrated command line. Nintendo's lawsuits are actually aided by fans. Last week there was a posting about Nintendo's efforts to crack down on people selling counterfeit Nintendo hardware and software, and there was at least one reply from a guy who reported someone to Nintendo. Turns out he's not alone. according to a posting at Nintendo Dorks. NOA's Jody Daughtry, their director of anti-piracy efforts, says it was helped by over 400 people who reported such kiosks to them. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Friday, November the 12th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now, today's featured album tracks from the GarageBand.com artist Beef America. If you have a 4 to 6 year old available, or if you were ever 6 years old yourself, give a listen to Darlene. You'll find more about this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Darling, 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 won't you take my